What's good, everybody? It's your boy Anonymous, the author, aka Anonymous Rap Guy, and I am back with another episode of the Anonymous Author Podcast. Always appreciate you guys coming by. I always appreciate you guys stopping to listen to my rants and ravings. Today's theme is definitely going to be about freedom, about exercising your rights, about getting out there and voicing your opinions, man. It's all about voting today. I hope you guys do feel motivated enough and do feel energized enough in the political system to get out there and vote, not just in the presidential election, but also in your local elections, whether you go by mail, whether you go in person, however you can get your voice heard. I definitely hope you guys are exercising that right. And if you don't vote, I mean, more power to you. I'll probably roast you, but hey, man, more power to you. You're exercising your right. You're more than, you know, you have the right to vote just like you have the right not to vote. So I hope that whatever path you have chosen, you're okay with. And yeah, you're rolling with it, man, whether that be for religious beliefs or whatever else the case is. Anywho, today we've got a quote by John Lewis. We've got a quote by a very powerful and strong man. Rest in peace. So we're just going to jump right into it. I hope you guys are having a good one, man. Hope this will be inspirational for some of y'all, man. Lego. Freedom is not a state. It is an act. It is not some enchanted garden perched high on a distant plateau where we can finally sit down and rest. Freedom is the continuous action we all must take, and each generation must do its part to create an even more fair, more just society. From John Lewis's memoir, Across That Bridge. Yeah, man. I mean, that pretty much speaks for itself. I mean, freedom is not a state. It's an act. That's why I wanted to theme this episode around voting and getting out there and actually doing something is, you know, if you can't actually get out there and protest and you can't actually get out there and fight the good fight, then at least you can, if not call your congressman, if not write letters to your local politicians, then get out there and vote, man. Get out there and make sure that what you're saying is being taken seriously and it is being factored into what's going on in today's world and in today's politics. And with that being said, it's going to lead right into Ice Cube being canceled, man. Shout out to Ice Cube. Listen, now it was his fault for thinking he could do something positive out here in these crazy social media, social justice warrior streets, man. I read the article. I don't know if y'all have read the article, but please do if you haven't. My man Ice Cube said, I thought I could go in. He thought he could go in and just, you know, write up some suggestions, what he called his platinum plan, and kind of distribute it to people, kind of give it to the right and the left to see, like, okay, who's taking these issues of, you know, color serious. I mean, it was for the for people of color, for African Americans in this country to say, hey, if you want our vote, you have to at least show us that you are dedicated to implementing some systems, and brought it to both parties. Both parties looked at it, and Trump in true Trump fashion, I mean, he touted it. I mean, that, like I said, that's Ice Cube's fault for going in there. You knew you were going to be used as a pawn. And I definitely see what they're saying. Like, it's 14 days before an election. What did you really think was going to get done? But at the same time, he's a rapper, man. Like, it's not like Ice Cube is the most well politically versed. It's not like we're looking at this man to be, you know, like a Chuck D or, you know, a Lupe Fiasco to be like well versed on something. Even those people, they're rappers at the end of the day. So you shouldn't really be looking towards them for insight and information and leadership. Just this whole shift of, you know, I really don't think even most people should be looked up to. Like, acts can be looked up to, periods can be looked up to. Like, you really enjoy what somebody did for the fight and, you know, maybe civil rights, but everybody has a dark past. So it's like everybody's human, everybody has flaws. So, I mean, I don't know. This whole, like, cancel culture is, like, the whole theme of it is just based around, like, hey, you did something wrong, and since you did something wrong, no one should mess with you anymore. It's like, everybody has faults. Listen, I'm going to say this now. Get this out the way. Me, Anonymous the author, Anonymous Rap Guy, whatever you refer to me as or see me as, y'all might be going through my Twitter one day and see some craziness that I posted some years ago. Now, I pray that I'm not that same person that I was. I pray that I have grown. I pray that, you know, you guys see me as a more mature and actualized individual. I mean, that's definitely what I hope. But at the end of the day, I know the me from years ago was immature, was stupid, was ignorant, literally ignorant, did not have all the information at all. I still don't. I still definitely don't want to act like I have all the information. But I think me today is much more accepting and much more insightful and much more of a deep thinker than I ever was, you know, in my early 20s. I'm not going to tell you how old I am now, but we're just going to say back in my teens and early 20s, I think I was a little bit arrogant. I mean, I'm still pretty cocky. I'm still pretty much of a jerk. But I mean, I don't think anything's wrong with being a little arrogant, being a little cocky. As long as you're not bullheaded and disrespectful and rude, I mean, you should definitely be confident in the things you've done or accomplished. But not Cube, man. Definitely not Cube. They tore this brother down. I was shocked with how they came for Cube. Like, it's just like nobody is safe at all in these political streets. It's like it doesn't matter. I get what they're saying. Like, they're saying they can't work with Trump because he's, you know, he's a racist and everything. But everybody got, like, it's safe to say that racism ain't new in this country. I mean, people act like all this racism and sexism is all new and, you know, but it's not. It's been going on forever. Like they say, it's just learn how to change faces. It's just to learn how to hide a little bit better. But people still feel the way they're going to feel. People still have raw, you know, emotions. And it's just like, how do you not know that somebody from the left is also racist? They just hide it better. So you can't just be like, hey, we're just going to exclude people that we disagree with. It's like the people in power is who we're voting for. I mean, let's be honest. Let's keep it a band. With Joe Biden getting into, if he does end up winning, it's going to be exactly what it's always been. It's going to be war back in the Middle East. Not saying that it's really gone anywhere, but war is going to ramp up in the Middle East. They're probably going to send more troops. I mean, it just is what it is. Like, we can't act like that these things are going to go away or just because we pick somebody on the other side that all the problems are going to magically be fixed. There are still going to be racists in power. I mean, it's not like everything is going to be solved for the people in urban communities. And suburbia is going to get most of the benefits, just like they always do. I mean, this is nothing new. This is something that's been going on since the beginning of time. People at the bottom rarely get a leg up, and people at the top usually get most of the benefits. I mean, I know this is 2020, and we act like that the world has changed so much, and we're so innovative, and we're so progressive, and we're so this and that. But you act like 2016 was 4 years ago, man. Like, they didn't just elect Republicans. Like, I don't know. Sometimes I don't understand what people are like looking towards or looking for, like, or what their ideals are. Like, racists aren't going anywhere until there comes a day when everybody is so intertwined that you can't even tell the difference between people. Like, everybody's the same shade because we're so interracially mixed and interwoven. And even then, it's going to be purists on other sides that are going to be racist. So I just think that as long as there's something that somebody can pick out about you that's different, there's going to exist racism. There's going to exist oppression. There's going to exist unjust and unfairness. And you can't think just because your side is so ideologically woke that everybody on that side is agreeing with you. Absolutely not. If people think that there are no racists on the Democrat side, then y'all are, man, I need some of that Kool-Aid, yo. I definitely do. That's just why sometimes I think that's probably the, like, Bill Burr spoke on this and it ruffled a lot of people's feathers, but the big problem with the whole woke movement or the whole minority movement is that it's being run a lot of the time by Caucasian women. And Caucasian women date Caucasian men. I mean, it just is what it is. So, I mean, you can't really, I don't know. I don't even know where I was going with that one. I got on a tangent and then I was like, yeah, we're just going to see. This is the problem with me ranting and raving, man. But yeah, what I was saying was, A lot of the times when you have white women leading these, social justice issues, they think that other people who share their ideas like white men are not possibly capable of being racist. And it's not true whatsoever. It's actually quite the opposite. It's like, hey, just because you are part of the minority, it doesn't mean that you yourself can't be racist. Just because you consider yourself being a white woman that you face the same oppressions as a black man, there are definitely some differences there. But, according to social justice, we're all going through the same struggle. Everything's the same. Everything's equal, which, I mean, come on. I mean, we're not all that ridiculously foolish and blind that we all think that we all went through the same things. I mean, come on. Like, let's keep it a band. Like, not everybody went through the same struggle. Not everybody went through the same hardships. Like, I can realistically say that my life here in America is much easier than it would be living in a third world country as a person of color. I mean, that's two different levels of oppression, but I can still say I was oppressed. But that doesn't mean on any level that I could be able to sit at the table with them and be like, okay, well, what we need to focus on for solving oppression is, he be like, hold on, bruh. Let me get my two cents in before you butt in with your opinion. And that's how I feel about a lot of the stuff with this whole, like, it's just so much virtue signaling, so much fakeness. Like, y'all know this stuff has been going on for decades. And that's just what I keep coming back to, is like, just because Ice Cube talked to somebody on the right that y'all think is racist, or y'all disagree with it, or y'all, like, what about all these people that you found out on the left is doing the same thing? Joe Biden has said some racial things. Like, come on, let's keep it a band. With the whole, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Like, come on, fam. You in no position with your old crusty self to be talking about who is and who ain't black ever. Like, he think because he was rolling with Obama. Like, y'all didn't let this man get a little too comfortable. Because when I heard it, I was like, ooh, bro, you need to chill out for a minute. Biden, you got to calm down, big bro. You almost lost the vote there, bro. That box was a little wavery when I heard him say it. When I heard him hit that, I was like, ah. That was when he said that, I was like, bruh, why? Why you got to be that corny? But I always kept it real with y'all. Y'all know I'm liberal. I do consider myself a Democrat. So y'all know I'm a vote. I'm gonna definitely get out there and make sure my voice is heard. Not gonna act like I'm gonna follow the crowd though. I'm not gonna be a sheep. I'm not just gonna vote for the left because I consider myself left. I mean, I'm definitely gonna make sure my voice is heard. But man, Democrats, like, it's hard to really follow politics now, man, because it's just like so much of it is trash. And obviously, because we're in 2020, a lot of the social media, a lot of the stuff gets vetted, a lot of stuff is hyped up, a lot of stuff is boosted. But it's just like, I learned a long time ago, like, left or right, they both got problems. They both got their good. They both got their bad. It's like, pick what you think is good for your family. Don't vote along party lines because they'll just tell you what you want to hear. But y'all don't want to hear that from me, man. Y'all don't want to get your boy off on a tangent on the politics. I just hope y'all get out there and get y'all voices heard, man. Left or right, whatever side of the spectrum that you fall on, just make sure you get your voice heard. Make sure that you talking to people. Well, I don't even say talking to people. Just make sure you get your individual voice heard, because you can't say that you're for America and you're for freedom and you're for voting if you only care when people vote on your side. So get out there, get your voice heard, man. The president will be the president. Next term will be the next term. I just hope everybody can stay civil. Hope everybody can stay peaceful and loving. Racists are going to run the country. It's just, and that's not even bleak. It's just like, when you realize that's what it's always been, you realize that it'll continue what it will be. It's just like, you have to hold these people accountable to their principles and to their, the laws that they, the plans that they have set forth. But everybody got skeletons in their closet. And to be honest with you, I kind of just suspect a little bit that some white people like me, just kind of look like, think about 85, 90% of the white people like me have a little bit of racism in them. Not racism in the sense that, hey, I'm not going to hire you for a job, but preconceived notions and stereotypes that they think about black people. So, I mean, it is what it is. Like, I hate, like, when you come into the room and they be like, what's up, brother? I'm like, hey, man, that's, somebody said, I can't remember where I heard this, but hey, that brother's nigga light, okay? You need to calm that down. You need to calm that down when talking to me. That you hit me with the brother, that sounds like nigga light. Like, calm it down, man. Call me dude or fam. You know, I hit people with the fam. I think that's really like disarming the people. I realize, like, when you hit people with a fam, they're like, oh, we're family. Okay, hey, how's it going, guy? That's what I always hit people with. But y'all know, I switch it up from time to time when people talk to me. I hit you with the saucepan, home skillet. You know what I'm saying? It just depends on what captain. Just depends on what I'm feeling that day. I might hit you with the curveball just to break it down, like Dave Chappelle said, just to read your reaction to see if you can handle being uncomfortable. But yeah, man, I'm looking forward to getting this election over with. I'm definitely looking forward to getting some sense of normalcy back. Like I said, regardless of who wins, I won't be surprised. I will not be surprised. It's just like, it's par for the course, man. It's par for the course. We got two old dudes running against each other. It's par for the course. We had a little blip with Obama. We had a little blip with him, and when we had Hillary running, but we're right back on par, man. We're right back on course. Two old dudes fighting for it, man. I said we had Andrew Yang this cycle. We had Elizabeth Warren, and I think there's another somebody else running. I can't think of her name, but we all know it's between Trump and Biden. Like, let's keep it a buck. Like, I appreciate the people that vote third party, because we definitely need y'all for a good democracy. And possibly one day, maybe the Independent Party or the Green Party will rise up, and it'll actually be more fair, maybe with social media. But even that, it's all money. Like, it's all money at the end of the day for these guys, like, to advertise. So I don't know. Maybe we'll get a company that wants to be a main disruptor. Maybe they'll fund somebody third party with massive amounts. But the first and second part is just so well funded and well connected that it's pretty much going to be Democrats for, I say, at least for the next 4 or 5 election cycles. Like, at least for the next 20 years, it's going to be just Democrats and Republicans. Now, I hope I'm wrong. I would love to have an actual third party with actual ideas and concepts that could challenge both. And maybe even be this would be the trifecta, but maybe even be a little bit more culturally or, diverse than the two rich guys that we get pretty much every go round. But, you know, I mean, it is what it is, y'all. I mean, we take the highs with the lows, but damn. it just feels like nothing's really changed in this country. Like, I don't know. It just feels like, ever since, I felt this for a long time, but it just feels like the 90s was the last great, like, hurrah. Like, even now, you hear, like, the movie references. Like, Marvel was pretty good. Marvel was a good run that disturbed the status quo, I will say that. But for the most part, it's like, the 90s was like so innovative, and I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm just stuck in that era, but it just feels like we haven't progressed that much. Like, the internet came around, smartphones, and then we've kind of just been like, let's focus on the apps on the smartphones. And I don't know if a whole lot of innovation is innovating, and innovation things have happened. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's just a big old spin on the 90s is where I feel like we're at currently. It's just that's just all it is. It's just a big spin on the 90s. Like, that's where we came from. We didn't really move into the 2000s or the 2010s or the 2020s. It's like, even the music has changed a little bit, I guess, with like Drake coming in and like more people singing. But I don't know, man. I just feel like we stalled for some reason. I don't know if that was because the internet's getting so fast and it feels like everything else is slow. Because change, especially legislation and politics, takes so long to happen now. It's like, you would have thought by the year 2020, marijuana would have been legal throughout the whole country, or at least decriminalized so states can, you know, choose whether or not they want to sell it in their borders, but at least be decriminalized. But it just takes so long. And I understand, like, the religious sect, that they, why they would be against it, because they're against drug use. So, I mean, probably the Bible Belt would be a big portion that would be against it. But man, it's just taken so much longer than I ever really thought or conceptualized. But I mean,
It is what it is, man. Politics and waiting on people and the government has always been slow. So why would it change now just because of the internet? I mean, you would think they would figure out a way to incorporate the internet so laws and bills would be able to get passed faster and people would be more aware of information. But the whole echo chamber and the bubbles that people slip into, man, it's crazy. It's super crazy. Moving on to something that's super crazy. Rick Ross bought 87 more acres, man, to add on to his lofty, huge estate. I think he's over 300 now. He has over 300 acres that he's purchased, all for residential property, so he can live off of it or build homes on top of it, like he can live in. So I mean, he can't. It's not commercial property, so he can't like build. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. Come on now. He can't build a multi-unit property for like apartments, but he can build houses for himself to live in, which is dope as hell. I've always wanted an indoor basketball court so nobody can see me hitting them bricks. But yeah, man, that's super dope from Rick Ross. I mean, definitely boss moves. Owning land and just having ownership in general is definitely a boss move. So shout out to Ricky Rose. They be playing, my man. Like, I just don't. He's a dude just trying to get money, just trying to be wealthy, just trying to be a boss. But ever since they thought he was, I mean, ever since they said he was a CEO, people just been on his head. But I gotta say, man, Rick Ross has really. Like his career, he's like the Gucci Jeezy situation I was talking about the other week when I was like, I couldn't believe that Gucci really held it down in Atlanta more than Jeezy did. Because I thought Jeezy, when Air Forces came out, he had just the streets on lock. But Gucci showed you as long as you stay down and stay grinding and stay real, people will mess with you. And Gucci to this day has a ridiculous following. And that's what I think about Rick Ross. Like in the early on, it was rough and rumble for him. I was like, man, he gonna fall off. They got him for this whole, CEO thing. But sure enough, he just stayed consistent, stayed at putting in effort and stayed grinding. I mean, look where he is now. I mean, that's a real lesson. And I hope you guys get that motivation from him. It's like, look, whatever you do, just stay consistent at it. Like even if you're not the best at what you are today, but you really want to do what you see and you're really dedicated to improving and learning and honing your craft, then just stay consistent with it. Keep doing what you're doing. If you're working on crafts, if you're a craft maker and you really have a passion for it and you know, hey, I know I can keep chipping away and every dollar that I'm making is investment for a better machine or a better tool or a better item, it's like, yo, keep chipping away at that, man. Do not let nobody stop you. Because when you like, also what I've realized, I'm just giving you guys everything that I've realized in the past, few months, is that who you become is not who you currently are. And I know that's obvious, but I mean it in the sense of like what you start working on today can really turn into something completely different years or months down the line. And then you look back and say, wow, this all started with a hoping. And wishing and dreaming, it all just started with a hope and a wish. And yeah, just stay consistent. Like, don't stop. Try to keep knocking out stuff every day, every week, every other day. Like, just stay consistent Monday through Friday. Give yourself, an hour, half an hour to just keep improving on your skill set. Just keep get chipping away at that huge monolith that we call life. And eventually, you'll hit something. You'll catch a big chunk off it, and you're like, oh, I am making progress, or oh, things are getting better, or things are improving. So. Just know that, man. And just know something else that I don't know you guys personally, from outside of the occasional interaction that we might have, outside of the occasional comment that you might leave or post that you might like or thing you might share. First of all, I want to say I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. That means a lot. But outside of that, I just want you guys to know that even though we don't know personally, I definitely hope and encourage all of you out there to just chase your dreams, man. Like, if you can hear this, I really want you to know that you can chase your dream, whatever that dream might be, however ridiculous, however absurd, as long as it's humanly possible, as long as it's within possibility. Like, I don't want you to think you can fly, you know, for no reason. Just jump off of a bridge or something and hope you can spread your wings. I don't want to convey that kind of confidence in you, because I don't think you can do that. But if it's something as far as a career change, or if it's something as far as a passion that you have, a hobby or a love that you feel like that you've always had in the back of your head, man, chase that ish, man. Don't let time, or don't let significant others or family, like, slow you down. Like, just keep pushing. I told you, I reached 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. Not a huge accomplishment. There are people with much more subscribers than that. But to me, that was a huge accomplishment. I did it in 7 months. And now I'm just, like, really just creating content just to create content, just to put out there. And I'm like, wow, I'm a freaking YouTuber. And I just didn't see that happening. Like, I was making these little reaction videos just to see what happened, kind of just to release them. And now I've got 1,000 subscribers, and now I'm monetized. And now I've got to try to think of more content to put on the page, which I'm kind of struggling with right now. But hey, that's a good problem to have. Like, how do you know that won't lead to something to you? Like, that's a good problem to have. Like, you're getting so well known, and you're putting in so much effort to your craft that people are starting to notice. And now you're trying to struggle with keeping up with what people expect from you now, all because of something that you started. I'm telling you that that's possible. I'm telling you that that's more than possible, that that's doable, that you can do it. And then I want you to do it, and I believe you can do it. And even though I don't know you, I'm on your shoulder rooting for you. I'm in your corner. And I hope that you come back around and let me know after I make it to some baller ass height that I can meet you there. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, maybe I'm in the Bahamas and I see you. Like, hey, bro, I listened to your podcast back in 2020, man. Really motivated you. Like, that's all. That's the only thing I can hope to do right now, is motivate other people to chase their dreams, man. Because this is all attainable. Don't let these people in power. Don't let this political cycle. Don't let anybody think or tell you that some possible things are not possible, because you can chase your own happiness. I heard that which was interesting to me, Asian Americans actually hold, by race and percentage, unequivocally, minority wise, the largest section of income. Like, among minorities, they rank among the top income earners. But they rank among the complete dead last in people that in races that turn out, like Asian Americans, huge income earners. They do not get out and vote. Now, you can infer a million and one things from that. But honestly, what I see is that if you're making your money, if you're getting your bands together, then hey, it is what it is with everything else, man. Like, if you get your dreams right, if you get your money together, like, you can do whatever you choose to do. Like, so, I mean, and I hate to say it, but a lot of the laws don't apply to rich people, man. Like, you can afford lawyers and stuff that the normal person just can't afford. So my thing, what I'm saying right now, is chase your dream and chase that bag so that you can make a difference when you get to the top. Or don't make a difference if you choose not to. Live your life the way you want to live it. Make sure, I mean, I do feel like you should have a little bit of community responsibility. Like, you should definitely feel a little bit of responsibility to your community, you know, especially if they helped raise you, if you lived in the community. Like, you should definitely feel like, hey, I want to, if not improve the community, then at least make sure that it doesn't go to crap, you know, at least invest in it somewhat. But that's my personal morals. That's my personal ethics. What I'm saying to you, if you don't have those same ethics, is get the bag. Remove yourself from the craziness, man. Get off the cycle. Because it's just going to keep happening over and over and over and over again, man. Speaking of things happening over and over again, man, Cardi B and Offset going through it. I don't know what's going on with them. Everybody going through it. Cardi B and Offset going through it. I don't know if I got the story right, so I'm probably not going to mention it. But I think somebody got caught trying to do the freaking dicky on live. It was one of the Migos members, man. I don't know what's going on over there in Migos. Like, if I was them, I'd just lay low. Like, Offset has got the whole crew just looking crazy. Like, look, man, like, I know, I think Quavo's dating Sweetie. Like, they all just try to look, man, we living our lives, bro. You got to get that Cardi situation together. Oh, man. Oh, they're just, Migos is living their best life, man. They living their best life. T.I. and Busta. Busta called out T.I. And I mean, personally, for a versus battle, I'm sorry, I'm going with Busta. Like, I don't know if that's crazy or not, but I think Busta will wash T.I. Give me some more and touch it. Like, those two alone. Like, Busta used to be hype, like, but like I give it to T.I. He does have those like that rad music, that trap sound that he developed. But Busta just something different, like that energy that he bring, that liveness. And I think his career's just longer. Like he was making stuff way back in the day with on Low End Theory. Like he was just killing it. I think was he Organized Confusion? No, he wasn't Organized Confusion. But anyway, man, yeah, he was killing it. So I don't know what they're going to do. I don't even know. But I think Busta Rhymes will wash T.I. in a versus battle. That's not even fair. Like, to me, anyway, that's not even fair. But I ain't going to hold you, man. Made it to the 30-minute mark. Made it to the big checkpoint. So, yeah, I'm probably going to get off here pretty soon, man. Just remember to vote. Remember to get your voice heard, man. Remember to get out there and exercise your right. Just make sure you affect change in a positive way. If it's not voting, then get out there and do something positive to your community. Volunteer. Just prove to the world that you exist, man. Like, get out there, affect somebody positively, pass on some positive energy, pass on some positive vibes. Because that's all you're getting from my side, man. You're not going to get no negativity from my side. You might get some jokes. You might get a little bit of comedy. You might get a little bit of a mean roasting session. You know, I might get on somebody's ass a little bit from time to time, but no negative vibes over this way, man. Just know I got love for y'all. Just know I hope y'all doing well. Hope y'all keeping your spirits up. Hope y'all eating good. Hope y'all getting some num-nums during this time. Y'all know I'm big on cooking, so I'm trying to whip up something bomb. I'm going to get on out of here, man. Y'all be safe. Be kind. More importantly than anything else, man, be yourself. I'll catch y'all on the flip side. Peace.